Chef 7, Mishnah 4, Amot Sitevin, if one carries out straw, Kimilopi Para, the amount he would be liable for is a cow's mouthful. That's what straw was used for, to feed the cows, and therefore a cow's mouthful, that's what he would be liable for. Atsa, pea stalks, Kimilopi Kamal, a camel's mouthful, they were used, pea stalks were used to feed camels. So a camel's mouthful is the amount he would be liable for. Amir, straw from corn, Kimilopi Tela, a lamb's mouthful. Asavim, herbs, Kimilopi Gidi, a kid's mouthful. Ale shum va'ale betsalim lachim, moist garlic leaves or moist onion leaves. Kogor geres, a dry fig. That was the amount that this was now human food, and therefore a dry fig. The evasion, but if they were dry, meaning if the garlic leaves or onion leaves were dry, then Kimilopi Gidi, then they weren't human food anymore, and then they were fed to a kid. And therefore the kid's mouthful would be the amount. Vain mitstaf and zemzem, they don't combine together, bibnei shelo shavu bishiram, because their measurements are not equal. So if you had moist onion leaves and dry onion leaves, the two wouldn't mix together. To make up the minimum measurement. If one carries food, then it's the amount of a dry fig, any human food, amount of a dry fig, in order to be liable if he carried that in the public domain. And all types of human food combined together to the minimum amount, because their measurements are equal. But what doesn't count to the minimum amount is their peels, the garinehem, and also their kernels, their pips, va'aktsahem, and also their stalks, va'subin umursan, and also bran and their mursan. Mursan, bran was coarse waste flour, and mursan is fine waste flour. So those things don't combine with food to form up the minimum amount that one would be liable for carrying. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, he says, Chutz miklipa adashim shemit bashlus imahim. He said, the peels of lentils do combine with food because they're normally cooked with them, and therefore they do combine with food, but brings the kasha at the end that the locha does not follow Rabbi Yehuda, and the peels of lentils also wouldn't form up and combine to make the minimum amount that one would be liable for carrying in the public domain.